97thetruth.com.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
You didn't think you would hear Samantha Fox twice on my show. Naughty girls need love, too. Give some love to Sarah Rodriguez because she was naughty on her campaign finance reports. Give her some love.
We asked a question on the YouTube. You know, we do a daily YouTube poll because we here at 101.7 The Truth have inquisitive temperaments, and we love to ask you questions. I asked a very simple question today. Should Sarah Rodriguez in her campaign for governor... 28% of you say no, she should not. 72%, of course, the overwhelming majority, say that she should, in fact, in her campaign for governor. Why continue when you have a whole bunch of troubles? And the election is essentially here. The election date is August 11th. Early voting will start in the city of Milwaukee in, like, it's got to be the week of the 27th. So within 10 days. She only has $34,000. That's enough money to start a food truck, not enough money to buy ads and do digital correspondence and hire canvassers to knock on doors. That's not enough money. Now, her problem is she has incurred something like $152,000 in campaign debt, and I believe her maximum contribution as a gubernatorial candidate is $20,000. So she still needs to raise money to retire the debt that she has. Otherwise, she's going to have one heck of a problem. But here's the tough part. If you have demonstrated some inability to manage your finances, who is going to continue to write you a check? She needs a sugar daddy donor. Maybe we should have Bob give her the money. Bob, call up if you're listening. Call Bob. I need to ask you something. I need to talk to you real quick. Get Sarah Rodriguez out the race. Have Bob write her a check, and then she'll be good to go to drop out of the race. But here's the thing. Even as a lieutenant governor, here's what's unfortunate for her. I actually feel bad for her, even though she set herself up for all of this. Her endorsement isn't worth anything, and she is a current statewide incumbent. She's the current lieutenant governor. And if she endorses somebody, it's problematic because her endorsement is not going to hold a whole heck of a lot of weight, which is terribly unfortunate. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? All right, Sierra just had to sneak in here and grab something real quick. I should have said something.
I gave her the okay. I said, don't distract him.
I fought it. Because, you know, when I'm, uh-oh, is that him? Hold on, don't get it. I get it. Hello?
Yeah, this man wanted me to call him. What does he want? This man is something else. This is Bob.
Well, you know, Bob.
Oh, that's you.
No, this is Xavier. Shut up. You know, I'm not sure
what Sharon wants.
Can I put you, Bob? Bob, can I put you on hold?
Yeah, put me. Now, wait a minute. Am I on the radio? If I'm on the radio, I'm going today to send you that $50 because I want you to pay this man his money because other people will pretend they got pop of water on the bottom of their cart and leave out because they're going to, you know, act like you act. And, you know, and that's thievery. And so I'm going to the store. I don't want to say the name of the store because I said it yesterday by accident and they don't pay no money.
Why can't you say the name of the store? I'm not one of those people where you can't mention the name of us. Oh, I can't mention the other radio station. Yeah, you can. I don't care about that. Mention whatever store you want to mention. But also, Bob, we're going to need more than $50. We're going to need $150,000.
No, not, wait a minute. Don't you know I'm saving up for that medal on my arm to see if I can play the sax? And then find out where the restaurant that you live, that you go to, that nobody, you don't want nobody to know, so I can throw this all this metal at you if I don't see your teeth. I better see you smiling at all times. If you frown, this metal is coming at you.
Bob, if I ever see you at a restaurant that I frequent, I will personally take joy in removing you myself. I will pick you up, put you in my pocket, because you'll fit in my pocket, and I'm going to walk you right out. So I better hope, you better hope, that we don't see each other at a restaurant while I'm trying to enjoy my meal and enjoy my company, probably the company of a very, very pretty female. I only be hanging out with pretty girls, except when JD saw me with a boogaloo, but that doesn't count. So I only hang out with very beautiful women, and I don't need you coming up to me, interrupting me. You might be messing up the thing that I have going on while I'm sitting there with that beautiful woman trying to romance her out of her pants. I don't need you talking mess.
Look, long as a woman is a woman, she is not a boogaloo. Now get that out of your vocabulary, sir. She is not a boogaloo.
Bob, you brought some boogaloos here to the studio.
No, they were nice looking women. I don't know.
Maybe for you.
No, they were nice looking women. You know, and, you know, 3 times, you know, I came and I seen Rhea.
What is it with you and Rhea? I don't even know where Rhea is, Bob.
I seen Carrie and Rhea the 3 times I came to your studio, and I want you to give them the remainder of that $50 and buy them some water.
Bob, they don't even know where Carrie and Rhea are. They don't work here.
You find them, Sherwin. They are our homies. Are our homies. You find them, and you give them that case of water. I'd appreciate it, you know. And so, you know, did you want to call me to beat me? Did you want me to call so you could beat me up? Or are you going to let me ease off the air? Because, see, I was going right now to get you some water. I mean, to send you that $50. And then, you know, I was just going to cut off the phone and go. And then I heard you say, call me. I said, oh, boy.
Here, tell you what, Bob. Don't worry about sending me $50 through Western Union. How people even still use Western Union when you've got Cash App and you've got all these other ways to transfer money? So
don't
listen to me. Don't do that. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to make a donation to Sarah Rodriguez so she can retire some of her debt so she can drop out of the race for governor. So don't give me $50. Give Sarah Rodriguez $150,000. That's what I would rather. Where you should put your money. I would rather you do that. Give it to Sarah Rodriguez.
I don't know how to do all that stuff. All I don't know how to do is call on a phone, read text, and answer a phone. I don't do all that stuff on the phone. I'm going to send you Western Union, and I'm not sending Rodriguez. I'm sending you $50 to give that man at the store the money for the water you stole.
First of all, I didn't steal nothing. You got me over here looking like I'm a thief. The only thing I steal is the occasional heart. Ain't steal no damn water. There's water on the bottom of the cart. I forgot about the water. I walked out the damn store. I forgot all about it. Ain't nobody steal nothing. I ain't got to steal nothing. I'll buy the whole damn store, Bob. I've lost more money than you've ever had.
Sterling, that's why I'm sending you $50. Man, I'm not
You need therapy. Why don't you take that $50 and put it towards a therapist bill? You need help. You need Jesus.
Sharon, you know, just be prepared, you know, and your name is a B on it. It's H-O-U-G-H-S.
Oh, yep, that's exactly. Yep, that's how you spell it? H-O-L-6-9-3-G-H-N-T. That's it.
H-O-U. I just tried to do it by memory because Sharon is easy. H-O-U-G-H-S.
God. How do you spell Sherwin? I'm curious. How would you spell that?
Oh, that's easy. S-H-E-R-W-I-N. That's
okay.
Easy.
And then Hughes is?
H-O-U-G-H-S. Correct? Correct. I'm sure it's correct. You know, don't start nothing, Sherwin. Now, you beat me up enough. Now, are you willing You know I'm shy on this phone now. You know, don't be holding me on, Silly. I complimented you by calling, and, you know, and so now I need to compliment you by getting off the air. If you don't mind, sir, I'd appreciate it.
Bob, you can get off the phone anytime you want to.
Well, you know, I like to get off pleasantly, not honorably. Sometimes I have to with you, because you are an honorary son of a gun. Talk to you later.
Somebody left their fan in here. Who got a fan?
That's Homer Blows.
Oh, it is. Okay. Where's his gavel? Does he take it with him every day?
I think he takes it with him. Maybe look in the drawer, possibly.
Man, don't got no drawers in here, man.
Oh, I thought there was. No, he takes it home with him every day.
We're supposed to be moving out of this studio at some point.
Yeah, that'll be hell.
I'm ready to go. These white folks here are good Karma Brands. They want us gone.
Yeah. How do you feel about, oh, yeah, I guess you don't really walk out past them all after
hell
the show.
I avoid them like the plague.
I like walking past them.
I don't even like looking at them. I don't speak to not nan on them. We're just tenants here. I don't work with them people no more.
Oh, you haven't seen your friend Craig since the departure?
I seen him once.
You guys hang out, have a drink?
I mean, I threw him a little head nod. I ain't got nothing to say to dude.
Mm.
Like, personally, he and I don't like each other.
I can see that.
But we don't have to.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
He and I have had some long-standing fundamental disagreements, which I mostly kept to myself. But, yeah, I don't really care for dude that much.
Yeah, I guess you'll be fully unleashed after we move, huh?
I'm unleashed now.
Oh.
I mean, I just ain't got, it's not worth it to say anything about him because, I mean, he does his thing. You know, he's living his life. He and I don't see eye to eye on some fundamentals. That's all it is. I don't see eye to eye, you know, on some things with a lot of people. Me and you don't see eye to eye on the politics.
Oh, yeah.
I know you and Nitty be in there about to fight.
No, I just like to play with people, you know. Sometimes you got to get the emotion out of him. So when he goes onto his show, he's feeling all fired up. You know, that's why I say things to Homer and you, they get you guys fired up to give the
people
what they want.
You don't get me fired up because we've already established you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh.
You're a victim of internet talking points.
Oh,
I don't blame you.
You're wrong. I've had the same conviction since 2016.
A whole bunch of people have conviction. A whole bunch of people are convicted that Jesus Christ is on his way back today. And we don't take that away from them. That doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. And I admire a man that has his convictions, but when he believes his convictions are superior to that of another, well, then we got a bit of a problem.
Well, that's just the world.
I understand her appeal, and I understand where it came from, and it makes a lot of sense in American politics where the overwhelming majority of people have no idea how the system works, and if you don't know how the system works, you might be susceptible to misinformation, like thinking you can change the system with the system from within the system. It is a pipe dream that desperate and vulnerable people fall for. It's why Americans are such consumers. If I market to somebody enough, I can make you need it. I'm bald-headed, and if you marketed shampoo to me the right way, I'd buy it.
Well, all I know, the system hasn't worked for a majority of us, and something has to change, and I don't believe a milquetoast candidate will do it.
So I agree. Well, no, I disagree. This system works perfectly. It works exactly as intended, but what is the biggest psych out is someone that wants to use the system to change the system that doesn't work. So the system has built into it the tolerance for rebellion. The system has built into it someone that's angry and disaffected and people are angry and they're going to rise up. The system can accommodate all of that. As a matter of fact, when they crafted the nation, they're like, yeah, some people are going to get mad at some point. Okay, so here are some safeguards that we have so we never have another American Revolution. But, you know, it's all fun and games. Unless you're Sarah Rodriguez and you're looking at Toyota Corollas, because that's really all she can afford with the $34,000 cash she has on hand. Actually, you know what? What else can she buy? I don't want to just limit her to Toyota Corollas. She could buy 1 year of tuition at a state college or university. She could open a small retail or online business with $34,000 cash on hand. And let's say she doesn't want to buy a Toyota Corolla LE. She needs more room, or she wants to maybe be able to haul things. She can get a lightly used Ford F-150 with her $34,000 cash she has on hand. Or she could buy two decent used cars for $17,000 each, maybe one for her, another for Nitty. She could put a 20% down payment on a $170,000 home in Bayview, right? Because I got a feeling she won't be in Madison much longer. Might want to think about moving. She could buy a small vacant residential lot in many parts of Wisconsin so she can buy a little bit of land. What else could she do? Oh, perfect. She could purchase equipment for a landscaping, cleaning, or photography business. So there you go. Just trying to give Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez a couple of options and ideas of what she can do with her $34,000 cash on hand. But running for governor is not one of the things that is on this very exhaustive list. Take a break, come back. Continue talking about all of the fun things. Hey, I need one more subscriber to Hughes Views 414 so I can cross the 700 subscriber threshold. And one more person. If you are my 700 subscriber, you know what I'm going to give you? Well, I'm not going to give you anything, but it'd be a very nice thing to do. So go to YouTube, search Hughes Views 414, and hit subscribe. And the next time I hit refresh, I would like to have 700 subscribers, maybe even 701. That'd be very nice. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Curly says, Sherwin, Bob did you a solid today. You asked and you received with your ornery self. Curly also says, once y'all move, we want the tell all. It's worse than you think. Honestly. The stuff that transpired over the last couple of years. I mean, I wouldn't trade the ride for anything because I learned a tremendous amount about how the business works from different perspectives. So what I learned and how I grew and matured is invaluable, but man, oh man, it was a doozy. So we had Keaton Kloss on the program earlier. She's the executive director of the Milton House, which is a certified stop on the Underground Railroad, and it's an actual museum that you all can tour. And I was thinking about something, and it's very hard to try and imagine this because the reality of an enslaved person is one that lives deep in our buried nightmares. But I wonder if I would have went with Harriet or if I would have escaped on my own, because obviously the conditions are treacherous and you would dream of a life of freedom. And freedom is just across the Ohio River, or it's just north of the Mason-Dixon line. Let me be clear. Depending upon where you were, it was hundreds of miles away. Hundreds of miles is a lot to drive, let alone be on foot with slave catchers and bloodhounds hot on your trail. And I wonder if I would have escaped, not knowing where I was going, not knowing if I'd be safe when I got there. Certainly more questions than answers, and you are taking your life into your own hands. Now, where you're at, staying on the plantation, being bludgeoned and beaten and worked absolutely to death, that's no life. And is it worth it to take the risk on what is unknown that is north of the Ohio River, or just stay where you're at and not have to worry about the consequences if you try to escape and get caught? And so I wonder how many of us would actually escape. I think if you ask most modern African Americans that exercise a tremendous amount of independence, 99% of us would tell you, hell yeah, I would have escaped those traditions and chains of slavery. I would have ran away. I would have killed my master, blah, 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 blah. And I'm wondering, what's the modern equivalent?
Because right now when we complain about our jobs, all we're doing is complaining about the plantation that we're still on. And how many of you would quit your job and not know what's on the other side of it? You don't like your manager. You don't like your boss. You don't like your CEO. You feel like you're being enslaved. Your wages are too low. The hours are too long. How many of you would just quit your job and not even know if you're going to get another job? Isn't that similar to a slave leaving the plantation? Because at least on the plantation, you know what you're getting. You know what you got. Yes, you have somewhere to sleep. Occasionally, you may get some meals. You know what you're getting. But if you flee and you escape, you have no idea what's on the other side. You got to take a risk on yourself. And if you wouldn't quit a job without having a new job lined up, or if you wouldn't quit a job to be an entrepreneur where you knew you could take care of yourself and your family, chances are you would have stayed your black ass on that plantation. I'd be right there with you just complaining about it. Me and Nitty out there in the field. Xavier and Zach would have been in the house. Serving soups and associated breads.
Oh, yes, sir. I done made a good soup for you.
Come here, nigga boy. Come on, boy. Bring me my soups. Me and Nitty in the field planning a rebellion. We got our rakes and our hoes, and we got our... Oh, no! Run, Nitty! Run! Nitty's dreads are just flying all over the place. Don't go nowhere, huh? Let's talk to... Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Or the other option y'all could have did is just F your way to your freedom. Whether if you was effing down the slave owner or the slave's owner's wife. That's another option. Because you remember the outlaws is always the ones who always get condemned because you have to be uncomfortable to win. So it's many things you could have did. But you know if Harriet Tubman was running with Aunt Polly Jackson, and if they had tidy whities back in the day, a lot of them people would be coming home with dookie stains, and that's why some of their wives today is always throwing away them tidy whities. You think about it. You got Harriet Tubman pulling out that double-barrel shotgun, and she letting that bad boy go off like Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? You got Jesus running. His son dresses keep living up. He getting the hell out the way. He said, I'm not about to deal with these crazy eggers. Then you got Ollie Polly Jackson cutting off the top of their scalp because she ain't taking no mess from nobody who feel she has to be a slave. It would have been a lot of damage done, but you know we would have never heard about it. But moving forward, what I want to say, you know what she can do with that $35,000? She can go buy her a man.
Oh, she sure could. I think she's married, though. I don't
know. So what? She still can buy her a man, especially if he's swinging about 10, 11, 12 inches with the angry vein and that big mushroom here that's the size of a tennis ball or a softball or a buzz ball. That'll really, really stretch you out. So she can buy her a man. That man just has to know the terms and conditions, and then she will have to go get her that loom. You know, because that alone tightens up, you know, the woman's insides. Because sometimes,
Al, you're talking about the lieutenant governor. That's a lot. That's not nice.
Well, who said we trying to be nice?
Fair.
With everything that's going on in this world, you know, we have this thing right now. We can't live in peace and harmony. Because some people feel it's okay to be racist. Some people feel their skin color is the best color. They feel their religion is the it religion. Well, it's funny how they all put that aside when it's something catastrophic happen. You know, when they about to, you know, they about to drown, all of a sudden, all these colors and blackies is the ones that's trying to save your life. Or, you know, you got that Republican, the husband didn't beat her ass so bad, she done ran to the north side. So one of them black women took her in because she know if she go back home, he going to put his foot in her back and she's going to have a 48-hour concussion. Or, you know, their daughters was raised as junkies and they was raped so much by their grandfather and daddy because mama ain't saying nothing. They coming to the north side because, you know, the black people always going to welcome them with open arms. So it's always something catastrophic in life that bring them back together. But they just do that because they have not had to deal with reality yet. you know, but life is a mother sucker, and they know that. That's why they sitting there looking dumbfounded with a lazy eye like they getting a disability check. You know what I mean? And then the other thing I want to say to Uncle Bob, you take that $50 a day and you go buy you some ass, okay? And I don't want you trying to get no $150,000 to no Rodriguez. No, 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 no. You take that $50 and get you some ass. You tell them, look, you say my one of my arms might not work, but the one downstairs still do. Now, it might take a little bit to stand up, but you can make that thing shoot a couple of things and put you on some petty pentagrass when you knock them doors down. And another thing I wanted to share also with the women, if you ever out here hard and heavy and you don't have, like, no birth control and you out in the streets like you trying to catch a disease, remember your cherry juice and get a big jar of Vaseline. Because, see, back in the day, they used the jar of Vaseline so they wouldn't get pregnant. Because, you know, when water hits Vaseline, it cakes up real bad. So I'm just giving you some of this wisdom. But I just want y'all to have yourself a good day. And nobody can dictate your happiness while somebody else is suffering. Okay. And to all the rest of you, catch herpes in the mouth and cold sores in your ass. Have a good day.
Damn.
Bye-bye. I kill him dead. I kill him dead if he hurts.
It reminds me of a black bald-head bed bug. You hear me? Littering around trying to get some blood only at night because you don't hear him at day.
One law, one rule, one standard. If God don't do it, it won't get done. Jesus don't do it. Jesus don't do it.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Linda wants to know, what did she miss today? A lot. We talked about the current state of the Democratic primary for governor, where Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez only has a measly $34,000 cash on hand. As a point of reference, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley dropped out of the race with $300,000 cash on hand. And he endorsed a candidate in Sarah Rodriguez that has 10 times less money than him. We also discussed the many different parts of a political campaign and all of the different sections in which a candidate must spend money. You got to buy voter lists. You got to pay for staff. You got to pay for compliance. You got to pay for office rent. You got to pay for benefits for your staff. You got to pay for advertising, whether it be digital advertising, television advertising, radio advertising. There's a lot of costs involved, and all the prices are inflated because those vendors that provide those services to political campaigns, they know that they, as vendors, are being paid with money that doesn't come necessarily directly out of the candidate's pocket. That money comes from donors that contribute. We also wanted to be fair to the Lieutenant Governor and give her a whole bunch of different options and things that she can spend her $34,000 on, like a gently used Ford F-150 pickup truck or 1 year of tuition at most state colleges and or universities. We asked you a question on the YouTube poll because we have inquisitive temperaments here and we just want to know how you feel about certain subject matters. The question is, should Sarah Rodriguez end her campaign for governor? 76% of you say yes, 24% of you say no, and I find that curious because she also has no pathway toward victory. I have an idea. I've been discussing it here and there.
Talked about it here. Talked about it on the Hughes Views 414 YouTube podcast. I guess we'll do one tonight at 7 o'clock. I don't know if I'm going to keep up this 5 days a week, though, because that's a lot. And I need to have a social life. I got to plan my social life around a damn YouTube podcast. Oh, check this out. So I was supposed to have a date last night, but I decided I don't want to spend any money. So I was just not going to text her. I was just not, because we kind of set up a tentative thing. We didn't make any concrete plans. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to get out of it because I'm just not going to respond to her. You know what she did? She canceled on me. No, hold on. No.
That's God working for you.
Wait, but I want the last laugh. Don't cancel on me. I think she might have felt. Or she also might have heard my show, too. I got to watch out for that. Because sometimes people be listening. I sometimes listen to Homer and Bailey in the morning. You know what Bailey said one morning? I didn't say nothing to her, though. I let it slide, but it's in my head. I heard her say, I ain't say nothing. Apparently, Homer met Al for the first time. Homer was DJing an event last weekend, and Al happened to be at this event. It was like a 20th wedding anniversary party. And so Homer met Al and took some pictures with him. And then Homer showed Bailey pictures of Al. And Bailey said, oh, we need to find out if Al and Sherwin are some kin because they favor each other. No, we don't! I didn't say nothing to Bailey, though. I didn't say nothing. I let it slide.
She has a lot of interesting takes.
When you say interesting, what do you mean by that? You have a lot of experience with her because you produce her and Homer's show. Give me an example of one of Bailey's interesting takes and be honest.
Well, now that I'm put on the spot.
I think your cell phone is interfering when you use your microphone. You have your Bluetooth on or something? Or put your cell phone away.
I don't know.
You hear that?
Yeah, it just started doing that.
Yeah, you know, well, you can't talk till you fix it. It only does it with your phone. Or your. Why don't you figure your life out? Let's talk to Tony. Hello, Tony. How are you?
A little upset, to be honest.
Oh, tell me why.
Look, I put on social media many times, I'm getting sick of the stupidity and weakness of the Democratic Party. Oh. Now, you just said that Sarah Rodriguez has no clear path. First of all, has Governor Evers endorsed anybody yet?
No.
Coward. I'll get to him later. Now, if she doesn't have a clear path, then who does? I mean, my opinion, I said it before, Mandela Barnes should not even think about running. He should immediately drop out. We've seen what happened the last time he tried to run. Hung, whoever she is a local delicacy. She has no chance of winning the upper state or very much little of the middle state. She has no shot of winning outside of cities, maybe. That leaves Sarah Rodriguez in. I forgot who the other guy is. But Sarah Rodriguez should be the front runner. But the Democrats aren't doing anything to separate themselves, or the people who are running are weak and have no shot at all. We might as well just hand Tom Tiffany the governorship right now and be done with it.
No, we're not. So Joel Brennan is in the race and Kelda Royce is in the race as well. So if here's the question. Who has a path to victory? Whoever we select. Now, we have to figure out amongst the remaining candidates, who do we want to put through to the general election? And I say this with some strategy in mind. And you don't have to love the candidate, but I'm going to need y'all to love the strategy. If the black vote is responsible for moving one of these candidates to the general election, then they will be beholden to our agenda. And if they are not beholden to our agenda, they will not get elected governor and their political future will falter. We have to decide to get behind a candidate and have that candidate represent our interests. Now, what we're used to is the candidates coming to us and begging the black vote and then pandering to us. That's not how the world works anymore. We now have to put our vote behind somebody, and when they advance through the primary, I want an underdog. And my underdog that I'm going with is Joel Brennan, because I know that Joel Brennan will be loyal to a constituency that takes him from underdog to the nominee of the Democratic Party for governor. That's my strategy, and I'm sticking to it. In fact, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to write Joel a little check. I might take that little $50 I'm going to get from Bob and give it to Joel.
You can get that $250?
What you think, Tony? Getting quiet over there, Tony.
No, I'm listening to the $250 part. Okay, That guy, I really have to research. I don't really know anything about him. But you yourself have said that none of the Democrats are representing the black agenda right now. So we supposed to wait till we nominate them so
no.
they can turn their backs on us?
Absolutely not. You be proactive. We pick one of them and say, okay, we're going to ride with you. We're going to get you through, but here's what you're going to do in exchange for us. And that's a useful political strategy because the Republicans do it all the time. Hell, they did it with Trump. Some of the most unlikely Republican voters and constituencies got behind Donald Trump early, and they made Donald Trump a promise. They said, Trump, you're not going to win this race without us. We will get you to the finish line, but when you win, here's what you owe us. You owe us justices on the federal bench and on the Supreme Court so we can overturn Roe versus Wade. You know what Trump said? He said, okay. And they took him from polling at 1% in 2016 to him getting elected president in November of that same year. We should execute the same strategy. Kennedy, John Kennedy in 1960, won by the narrowest of margins in any presidential contest, won by basically one vote in every voting precinct in America. This was the first time you saw the African-American voter voted an 80% number for John F. Kennedy. And what did he do? Started the civil rights movement policy agenda. Now, Kennedy didn't live to be able to sign enough legislation into law, but Lyndon Johnson signed Fair Housing, Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, all because that was the legacy of John F. Kennedy, who wanted to do right by the constituency that got him elected president. All we got to do is take a page out of history, and we'll go and make a candidate a winner, and that candidate will be loyal to our agenda. But for us to expect them to come to us, is hogwash, because who wants to represent black people the way we act these days? Don't nobody want to represent us, but if we can show our political strength, that we can move a candidate from underdog to winner, well, then their political future is tied to who? Tied to us. It's very simple, true. Tony.
It's true, but as of right now, every time you say underdog, I keep thinking about Hong.
The problem with her is she's not going to be able to get enough Democrats elected down ballot because Democrats in the state of Wisconsin need to have a majority in the Wisconsin State Senate and the Wisconsin State Assembly. Francesca Hong advancing to the general election is not going to bring enough down ballot Democrats into office because she is an anomaly and her supporters are not likely to vote for some of those other Democrats anyway that we're going to need to be in the majority in the state Senate and the state Assembly. So she is no help for Democratic majority. She potentially right. could get elected governor, but she's going to have zero legislative support, so nothing is going to get done.
Oh, good grief. Why did she drop two?
Joel Brennan is an actual Democrat. She is not. I'm not voting for somebody that's not a Democrat. I'm just not. If I'm not voting for a Democrat, then I might as well vote for a damn Republican. She's not a Democrat. True. Just because you hear Democratic Socialist don't mean she's a Democrat.
I don't want her in at all, to be honest with you. But this Joel, I got to get ready to leave. That Joel Brennan, I'll research him because be honest with you, I don't really know much about him, but I'll research him.
All right, Tony.
I'll take your word for it. Your word for it.
All right, thank you, Tony. Goodbye now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Joel will be on with me on Wednesday. He'll be in the studio, 11 o'clock.
Oh, next Wednesday?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with you, sir?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. He's allowed on.
I know he allowed on! I know you're going to be butthurt if you start making sense.
Me? I would not be butter. So for me, I'm not rigid in my staunch support for her. I mean, I'm going to vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is because I know what's going to happen if Tom Tiffany becomes the governor. Francesca's my first choice, but if she doesn't go through, I'm voting for the whoever the Democratic nominee is. If you know.
Fair enough. She represents a particular kind of political liability because in order for things to get done positively for the state, let alone for Milwaukee, Democrats are going to need a majority in both chambers of the legislature, and Francesca cannot credibly campaign for other Democrats in other parts of the state because her political views are not in line with other Democrats. Joel Brennan can bring majorities to the Wisconsin State Senate and the Wisconsin State Assembly because we need that. And plus, Joel Brennan is a Democrat. Oh, what does this dude want? I really want to hear from this dude. So I'm going to take a break, come back, and we're going to... What is his name today? Did he give you a name yet? All right, why don't we do this? I'll take us to break. I'll let you finish talking to him. We're going to take a phone call on the other side. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Oh, look, it's Israel. Hi, Israel. How are you doing today?
Trying to maintain.
Okay.
This government or this governor's thing is getting kind of complicated right now because people don't really see, like, you know, I don't think people can really read the room with politics now right now. And this is Black Talk Radio, so I'm going to speak, you know, for concerns of the Black community right now. But in a perfect world, Francesca Hong would be, you know, the perfect candidate, everything. But there's an issue with a lack of respect and discipline for somebody who has ideologies of, you know, getting rid of prisons and, you know, rehabilitation. Because, you know, she's thinking about rehabilitation and stuff like that and defunding the police. Like, you know, without police and everything, what would we do? And that's, you know, it's kind of dangerous right now with tension so high and everything. Without police, like, you know, what would people do in the first place? You understand what I'm saying here? So ultimately, this could get, like, you know, conservative, a lot of attention and consideration if people still, like, you know, want to keep home intact, if that makes sense. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So right now, like, you know, Crowley kind of dropped out because, you know, Crowley is a great man, one of the best men I've ever met. But, you know, he just, you know, I don't know if it was a race thing or people just didn't trust him. But, like, you know, we got to do better as a Black community. So, you know, when a man like Crowley steps up, he doesn't get a bad reputation because of who he's associated with, which is kind of strange, I guess, in today's day and age.
Yes. Strange in today's day and age.
Like I said, there's a lack of soul, like the use, like, so what is it with us? Is it a lack of self-respect or a lack of discipline? We have to stop using slurs and derogatory terms towards each other, like it's cool, because the generation now is being robbed, they're being abused, they're stuck in between the abuse and the jealousy right now. Like, you can look at the kids' expression right now, they don't know how they feel about being called out of their names. Like, this is something we really need to work on. We might need to have to take this to the Black entertainment industry and say, hey, we can't use these words anymore.
What words? What's an example of one of the words or the slurs you're referring to?
Words referring to gay people. Oh. Words referring to disreputable women who work for a dollar without a proper profession. And what people say to a woman when they're upset. Like, I'm not upset, or I do have feelings, but I didn't say that. You know what I mean? Like, we need to learn a little bit more patience, respect, and discipline before a great woman like Francesca could ever be a glorious leader for us.
How did a little Asian woman from Madison become our leader? Just curious as to how that happened.
Because she's a breath of fresh air. She speaks of the utopia.
Yeah, that's fantasy, though. A breath of fresh air is great, but that doesn't actually create policy. It just sells dreams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you been otherwise? Been okay? Staying out of trouble?
I think so.
All right, then. Been arrested lately?
Yeah, I just got out a couple weeks ago.
I figured. Okay. What'd you get arrested for?
I was misunderstanding. No, I was just trying to help a troubled soul express herself, you know, transgressions and everything. Long live the chief.
So you got arrested because you were trying to help a troubled soul. How were you trying to help them?
Just let them know I understand and I'm here.
Okay. And somebody called the police on you?
No, I had to turn myself in, but that's a story for another day.
Oh, I have time.
This is why I stayed to myself. My life, I don't know. Sometimes I got to go out of my way or something. I don't know.
What do you do for fun? So if you know, let's say it's a Saturday night and, you know, you got a little energy, what would you do on a Saturday night to entertain yourself?
I was thinking, I don't know. I got into this thing called nerd science. I've watched these crazy videos with, I don't know, I saw something about Bane and Kraven the other day, or Leon versus Jeepers Creepers, and somehow Constantine pulled up. It was crazy, I don't know. But I'm not, you know, keeping track of everything else.
Do you ever go out to restaurants or bars? Do you drink? I hope not.
No, not really. Okay. I did have a little Bacardi.
Oh. So sometimes you get lit off that Bacardi. sometimes.
No, I didn't drink a little Bacardi.
Okay. Do you have a favorite restaurant or a favorite bar in the city? I'd love to hear your recommendations.
I think I've been really liking all the Asian cuisine lately.
You got something going on with Asians now. You like Asian cuisine, huh?
I don't have a thing, I have it.
You have it for Asians. You ever dated an Asian woman before?
No.
You ever dated a white woman?
Predominantly, actually. It's kind of short. Well, when I got active, like, you know, like, I'm not active, but, like, of the dating age, I was just in an environment where there was just a lot more white girls. I don't know. But, yeah.
Hold on. You've dated predominantly white women?
Yeah, mostly.
What's some advice you would give to an African-American man who's interested in playing in the snow? What advice would you give him if he wants to date a white lady?
Well, we got to make sure she doesn't have a fetish first. Make sure she genuinely wants to be with you, to be honest. Like, you know, she respects you as a human, not just as a man, but as a human first. And don't put too much emphasis on your masculinity and pride with her because, you know, she has some cards she could play, but at the same time, she's very considerate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes some the nicest girls, like, you know, will tell you the truth. It might hurt your feelings, but it's like, you know, at least I didn't, you know, stab you in the back.
Where do you meet your white women?
I haven't dated in years. I'm still kind of working through some stuff.
Okay, that's good. Working on yourself is actually really good. You want to make sure that you're in a good mental space before you bring somebody into your life. I really respect and admire that, sir. It's good.
Excuse me?
I said, no, I respect and admire that you're trying to get yourself into a good place before you bring someone into your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want kids one day?
I want to have two soccer teams.
Two soccer teams worth of kids?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, days when I do nothing, you know, my favorite kids can play against the B team or something. I don't know if people have favorites when it comes to their children.
They do. How many people are on one soccer team?
There's 11.
You want 22 kids?
I don't know. We might be able to do it like a small indoor, like, you know, 6-on-6 or 7-on-7.
How old are you?
34.
Oh, you got time.
I got a lot of work. Yeah.
You got to get started, though.
No, we can adopt, too, you know.
Okay, well, this is wonderful information. I really appreciate you taking the time to share these details with us. This helps us know a lot more about you.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing. Make sure you keep an eye on your children when they're crossing the street, too. Hold hands. Make sure you teach your children to look both ways, too.
Thank you. Okay, then.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh, you too, Israel. You too.
That was awesome.
How many kids do you want? Or do you want children? He said, I want two soccer teams. So that's pretty cool. The more questions you ask, you know what I mean? You get some really valuable answers. Israel's been calling our shows for many, many years. Did not know that he predominantly dated the white ladies.
I'm not surprised.
And he's like, make sure they don't have a fetish. I take your word for it, sir. I got to go. Lunch break is up next. Bye-bye.